This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we're back. Hour 2, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for tuning in today, by the way. I appreciate it very much. Drago Dimitrov joining us now. Drago, how are you, sir?
John Rush, it's a pleasure to be with you, and this might be the first time in 2024.
It is. It is. The last time we chatted was right before the end of the year, so thanks for joining me. I appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
So what's new in your world? I know you've got a new app called Holy Habits, given that it's Good Friday tomorrow and we're heading into Easter weekend. Let's start there, shall we?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Holy Habits. Right now it's an app that combines habit tracking features with a pursuit towards holiness. So if you're trying to eliminate sin in your life, if you're trying to build virtue, pray more often, whatever it might be, it's meant to send you reminders for the things that you're working on.
Nice.
And next week, we're going to release a feature that not only where you get to assign yourself habits, but the app will help you identify your root sin, whether it's pride, vanity, or sensuality, and it will help guide you as a sort of director, a spiritual director, leveraging the principles of the Christian church from the last 2,000 years.
Very cool. So what made you do all of that, or what got you going on that in the first place, Drago?
I've been praying for a while for God to show me a path where I could align my passion for the faith and then also my professional experience with technology and other things. And so long story short, through my consulting engagements, this popped up and they needed a CEO. And I prayed about it, and I'm going full steam ahead here with this.
Very good. That's awesome. Okay, now, what's the best way for folks to get that?
It's in the App Store on iPhone and on Android.
Okay.
So you just type Holy Habits. And, you know, we're at 1,000 users already, praise God. But we're really excited to release the new feature here at the end of next week.
All right. I will put that in my notes right now so that producer Ann can get that up for our folks a little bit later. Perfect. Now, is there any, because you and I have talked in the past. In fact, you're one of the first people I've ever interviewed that really got me interested in sort of learning more about, you know, ChatGPT and AI and all of that. Did you use any of that in this app?
In fact, I did, at least in the feature we're about to release.
Okay.
I did. So I was able to, train GPT in a way to leverage a lot of the principles, again, the Christian principles. And for now, I mean, it works effectively. I understand for some people, hearing about technology like that, it could be, what if the AI sneaks in some bad things? But thus far, it's been an incredible tool.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, and again, you and I have talked about AI plenty. And again, one of the first people that I talked to that really sort of piqued my interest in, like, okay, with everything out there, Drago, you know this, things can be used for good, things can be used for bad. I mean, we could talk about that literally with anything from simple things we all use daily to the cars we drive to, you know, the Second Amendment to on down the line we go, Drago. There's all sorts of things that can be used for good or they can be used for bad. You know, let's face it, Cain and Abel, a rock. A rock can be really good in building things. It can also be very bad in the case of what happened there. So at the end of the day, it really comes down to the users and what they're doing with it. And that's how I see AI.
I think you're absolutely right. No doubt about it.
All right, so question along those lines. When it comes to the spiritual world, and we've even had some commentary from our owner here, Don Crawford Sr. on Crawford Broadcasting, whereby, you know, just nervous about AI and the fact that if not used correctly, even in the ministry, when it comes to writing of sermons and things along those lines, it could be a really great tool or it could be used very nefariously, even for individuals of the faith. What are your thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, I would say across all applications, it depends on what you ask and how you ask it. So let's say if someone had beliefs that contradicted the Bible, or let's just say heretical beliefs.
Okay.
I mean, let's say someone doesn't believe in the Trinity.
Yeah, you read my mind. That was the first one I was going to pick. So instead of three, let's say there's only two, and we're going to eliminate one because that's your quote-unquote faith. Well, you and I both know that's not the core faith of how things are supposed to work. So how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you can't prevent that teacher and, you know, dare I say, false teacher, right, charitably.
Right.
They'll amplify it. You could ask the AI, all right, give me some verses. They'll tell the AI, pretend that, you know, the Trinity isn't real. Give me some Bible verses to support my false doctrine. And sure, the AI could generate some stuff. The AI might say, hey, just so you know, this goes against traditional, you know, Christian teaching, but fine, here you go. Here's some verses.
I kind of see that happening right now, not to get off on a tangent, but frankly, Drago, there are individuals out there believing in a flat earth that claim there's over 200 verses in Scripture that support a flat earth. Now, I will tell you straight up, there's nothing in Scripture that supports a flat earth, and if you're using any Scripture accordingly, you're taking it out of context. Although, in my opinion, what's happening there is what you just explained.
It's a tricky thing there. I mean, look, I was a former Protestant and love my Bible, but of course, that became Catholic later. So, the Bible is the infallible Word of God. It is the truth. It is from God.
Right.
The difficulty, as you said, is it's so easy to apply the wrong context.
Yep.
And the problem is it's not entirely obvious which context to choose.
Correct. Because
if you ask the Calvinist, if you ask the Arminian, everyone's going to say, no, you're out of context. Listen to my context. And it becomes a tricky thing, so it's difficult.
No, and again, I can't disagree with any of that at all. All right, talk about also, number one, your blog. I know folks maybe that are hearing you for the first time. We have different listeners, of course, that come and go every day. Some may have heard you in the past, some may have not. Talk about your website and the different things that you do there and how folks can find you.
Yeah, appreciate it. So I have the blog on Substack, and you'll notice as we've discussed here on the radio show, I've talked about, you know, arguments against atheism. I've talked about some technology, some, you know, tips for, you know, managing our relationships, kind of all across the board. Hopefully interesting, not too scatterbrained, but I do hope there's worthwhile insights there. And then I am on Twitter more regularly as well,
okay.
You know, at Drago Dimitrov.
All right, you've got an article also talking about materialism, one of the ones you actually sent me as well. Give us a synopsis of that one, if you would.
Yeah, so I think, let me use one analogy here. So what's the difference between a footprint and the foot?
The footprint is what's been left behind after the foot stepped on it.
Right, yeah, exactly. The foot is causing the footprint. Now, in the materialist framework, where atheists will try to study consciousness and make insights about the mental realm, they look at the neural electricity. I hook your brain up to a machine. I see how part of the brain lights up with electricity. I see the neurons firing. And they say, there you go. There's your thoughts. I see your thoughts. But obviously, the electricity, the neurons, the physical imprint, that's the footprint. That's not the foot. That's not the same thing as the thought itself. And so there's, you know, a lot of times people play word games, but the fact is we are both mind and body, and we shouldn't reduce the concept of a human being to just the material.
Can't argue that. Drago, again, appreciate it very much. As we head into the, really, it's been Holy Week, but this weekend, you know, Good Friday tomorrow, Easter on Sunday. We had our National Crawford Roundtable this week where we talked a lot about Easter, what it means, the significance of. I don't know really, Drago, if even all Christians even understand the total significance of what really happened there from Friday to Sunday and what that did to literally change the world as we know it.
Arguably, if not definitively, the most important week in human history, the Holy Week.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, got to remember that, yes, without Christmas, we don't have the Holy Week, and I understand that, and that's why Christmas is very important. But when it comes to the, and again, virgin birth, all of that, can't deny any of that. But on the same token, and I get the whole life of Christ and everything that led up to his crucifixion and then the resurrection, of course, which is the basis of all of our faith and everything that goes along with it. Reality is, again, the significance there of this particular weekend, and this reason why Christians around the world will, you know, not, I hate to use the word celebrate because celebrate's not really, I mean, we are saddened and solemn on Good Friday, but we celebrate Sunday. And I think when you talk about celebration, that's what we mean by that. Because without the resurrection, the death would have made no difference at all.
It would have made no difference. And what's the purpose of us even, you know, embracing the suffering in our own lives if it's not going to be redeemed via resurrection ourselves as
well?
That's
right. That's right. Drago, again, I appreciate you, man, very much. Hopefully you have a great weekend. I know you will. And anytime you want to come back, reach out. I apologize. Time flies, as you know, for me. So never hesitate to reach out because, you know, before you know it, 3 months goes by.
Absolutely, John. Yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
You betcha, Drago. Appreciate it very much. And we'll put all those links up, by the way, to Drago's his blog, the app, all of that. We'll put that up a little bit later tonight. Producer Ann will do that. Hi-Fi Plumbing is next, by the way. And don't forget, they will take $100 off the next visit for you when it comes to plumbing. And on top of that, they'll take care of your commercial building as well. Now, it's not like a commercial building like we're in where it's 12 stories, but there's a lot of you that have commercial buildings that are a single footprint. You might even be a landlord where you've got two or three different tenants. You might have your business in your particular building. You name it, High Five can take care of all of that, plus your residence. And again, $100 off the next visit. You may be looking to do an upgrade. You may have a problem. You may just want to have them out and look at what's going on with your existing plumbing. And is there something you should expect to take care of in the not-too-distant future? Mention Rush to Reason. Get that $100 off. It's 877-WE-HIGH-5. 877-WE-HIGH-5. And don't forget Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt Rogers, my good friend, he'll help you even raise your credit score. He's got simple tricks that will help you with that and get started early when it comes to your next mortgage. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, if you've thought of doing a remodel project, look no further than Premier Home Remodels, and especially if you've got a kitchen remodel, don't put that off any longer. Call them today, Premier Home Remodels, klzradio.com. Level Engineering, Alan Davis wants to help you with solar, making sure it's right for you, your home, your budget. Give Alan a call today, klzradio.com is where you find him.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar, Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Question of the day from yesterday. I'm putting it off because we had lots going on until now. Yesterday, which country consumes the most chocolate per capita? And that would be Switzerland. They hold the record for consuming the most chocolate per capita, with the Swiss eating on average about 19 pounds of chocolate per person per year. Charlie, are you close to 19 pounds or... He says, yes. Oh, wow, there you go. I am not. I love chocolate, but man, I'd be back up to 300 pounds again if I ate that much chocolate, so I do my very best to not eat that much of it. Today's impossible question, answer this on the RushToReason.com website. What creature can live for weeks without its head before it starves to death? I know, it's kind of sick, isn't it, Charlie? What creature can live for weeks without its head before it starves to death? And Lexi's actually joining us on this side of the glass and came in from Charlie's side. Any thoughts, Lexi? No? She says no. I have no. I would, if I didn't have this in front of me, I wouldn't have gotten this one either. Although once you know the answer, it will not surprise you. That's the hint that I will give all of you. So again, answer that on the RushToReason.com website. You can always go there, by the way, and listen to all of our past episodes as well. Send those on to relatives, friends, folks that you would like to have listen to certain segments as well. And we appreciate each and every one of you that actually do that. Our text line, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. Somebody also asked a personal question, because I'm so knowledgeable of Scripture. Am I Catholic? No, I am not Catholic. I am actually a Nazarene, I guess you could say, which some of you would want to know what that is. That is a branch of, at one time, a long, long time ago, the Methodist Church, but it went its own way. It's a holiness doctrine is what the Nazarene Church believes. The Protestant side. Thank you, Charlie, for saying that. I figured most people would figure that out. But no, I'm not a Catholic. So if you're typically not a Catholic, you're going to be on the Protestant side. And is Crawford Broadcasting Catholic? No, we are not Catholic. We're a Protestant station. We have a lot of Catholics and Catholic individuals and pastors and different priests on the Catholic side and so on that join all of our stations across our network. So, no, we are not just one faith. We're pretty, universal in that. But believing in all of the things Drago and I were just talking about a moment ago as well. So we believe in the core tenets of the faith. And if you don't know what those are, you can look them up. This isn't a program for that. And I don't get into those things very often here on Rush to Reason. But could I? Yes. But I will choose not to at this point in time because it's not what this program is about. But if you guys have questions on that at all, in fact, you can listen to the National Crawford Roundtable, if you listen to any of that last night, and it'll play again Saturday morning. Charlie, is that the next time we play it, Saturday morning, from 7:30 to 8:30? You can listen to it in its entirety Saturday morning as well. And we got into a lot of that, by the way, and I appreciate you guys all that listen to the roundtable as well. And I'm making sure we don't have any other text messages as well. Somebody said a chicken for our answer, question of the day answer. No, it is not a chicken. I don't think a chicken can live that long with its head off. Somebody else said, question of the day, how about a Democrat? No. Funny, though. We have great listeners, and those of you that text, I appreciate that very much. All right, an article that I was sort of watching through the week, and this is Steamboat Springs, which I know it's not Denver, but these are the sorts of things that are happening all over Colorado, and this one happens to be Steamboat Springs voters rejecting a plan to build affordable community housing for more than 6,000 residents. The Brown Ranch plan began with a donation of $24 million and proposed more than 2,200 affordable units in Steamboat Springs by 2040. Now, every mountain town, especially those that have skiing, we all know struggle when it comes to housing. I get it. I'm a Colorado native. I've watched this happen. I'll be 60 years old this year. I've been watching this literally since I was probably old enough to pay attention to some of these things. I mean, I was a paper boy at age 9, and did I read the paper? Believe it or not, yes, I did. I know you all think that, yes, I'm the ultimate weirdo, but yes, I read the paper when I was 9, 10. I stopped delivering the paper when I was around 11 or 12. I don't remember exactly because I started working summers then, and it was hard to do the paper and work at the same time. But anyways, digressing, but I've been watching some of this dilemma when it comes to our mountain towns and the lack of housing there, especially around the ski resorts. And everybody's trying to figure out how to deal with that. And I mean everybody, as in, doesn't matter if you're Vail, Breckenridge, Copper Mountain, the Silverthorne area, Steamboat Springs. I can go down the list of all the different mountain towns up there that have skiing, trying to figure out how do you have affordable housing. A lot of cities in general in Colorado are trying to figure out how to have affordable housing. Because if some of you saw the stats this week on what it takes to live in the Front Range area for a couple, it's approaching $200,000 a year to live comfortably in the Front Range. So it's not cheap to live here. No one knows that better than me. Now, I also will tell you that the way a lot of these cities want to counter the affordable housing issues doesn't work either. And in this particular case, the residents of Steamboat said, yeah, no, not here. We don't want to do it that way. Now, I don't know all of the details of this. I didn't get into all of the depth of this particular project. Doesn't really matter at this point because the voters voted it down anyways. But some of the things that they're trying to do to combat affordable housing in the state, especially in these ski towns, is through limiting how many Airbnbs or VRBOs there are, and on we go. And you're seeing a lot of information and even bills trying to get passed along those lines that would limit the amount of those. They feel, therefore, allowing for more housing, permanent housing, for those that are there trying to find work and do the things needed. Folks, what's the answer? I don't have it. When property values increase because of supply and demand, I don't have an answer, other than I do know that having government intervene and build housing is also not an answer. So what is? I can talk a little bit more about that when we come back in a moment from break. K&R Home Transitions is next. Let me talk about them for a moment. I say all the time, if you want to reduce stress, call K&R. They will help you reduce stress when it comes to buying and selling a home, because it is very, very stressful. Moving, period, for anyone is stressful. I don't care who you are. Reduce that stress. Call K&R today, 720-437-8210. Also, do not forget to ask about the re-up program. With the re-up program, the way that works is if you've got a home that's been really sort of long in the tooth on not having remodels done and it needs some remodeling, and you know you'd get more money out of it by remodeling, but you don't have enough money in the checkbook to do so, the re-up program allows you to take equity and what's in the home, apply that to the remodel, still capture that extra equity and the higher sale price when they go to sell it, and everybody benefits, including you. KLZradio.com is where you find K&R, 720-437-8210. And don't forget Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. When it comes to your future financial plans, call Al today. Find him at KLZradio.com.
Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you respond to rising inflation so your retirement plans aren't deflated. You're watching the cost of goods rise steadily and worried that your retirement won't be enough. Al Smith will be your strategic guide, helping you analyze past performance and interpret the market for your risk tolerance and expenses to foresee any potential areas to improve. And Al isn't all charts and graphs. He's a holistic planner, and he'll get to know you first to find out what your goals and unique circumstances are. After he understands what you want your retirement to look like, Al Smith will run a stress test on your portfolio against historic markets and strategically interpret how it'll react in given scenarios. Get started with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial and be certain your nest egg will grow and maintain your purchasing power in a down economy. Contact Al at Golden Eagle Financial for a free consultation today at klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Hello, Christians. Summer is coming. And summer is a great time to reach out to your neighborhood for Jesus, whether through your church or just around your house. Hi, my name is Tom Lozano, and I'm the director of a children's ministry designed to bring God's truth to kids with fun and laughter. For 30 years, I've been entertaining kids and sharing the gospel with puppets and object lessons designed to build faith in a biblical worldview. How can you help? Help us reach the next generation. You may want to be part of our team. We're looking for Christians who have a desire to reach kids for Jesus. We have needs for upfront presenters, as well as boots-on-the-ground workers and prayer warriors. And don't forget the marketers and admin people. Go to our link on klzradio.com/children to learn more.
You don't want to be overcharged, and you're concerned about one of your office products that have stopped working. With a service-first mentality, you will never feel uneasy working with your friendly office equipment company, Business Equipment Service. A close-knit, family-owned company will serve you from Denver to Fort Collins. BES cherishes integrity in its employees, treating each person with the same respect. BES values your time along with your business, unlike large corporate office supply companies. They also ensure that their technicians are qualified and efficient when fixing your printer or copier. They desire your trust and confidence to guarantee customer satisfaction. BES is your one-stop shop for your business technology fixing. Visit besofcolorado.com to schedule maintenance or remote support.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Somebody asked on the text line, sort of becoming church day here. On Jesus' conception, did God use one of Mary's eggs, or did he use a completely divine embryo? Sin nature is passed from the father's side. Well, actually, I think it's passed from both sides, frankly. That's probably, you know, Chevy versus Dodge conversation on, you know, where is it? It's a sin nature. It's passed down everywhere. Is it just from the man's side? I guess that depends on your theological faith and how you look at it. I've never really spent a lot of time worrying about which side is it passed down from, the male or female side, you know, man or woman, because no offense, we all have it. I don't really care. Now, when it comes to Christ and the Immaculate Conception, which it's called, where, you know, how did that all work personally? I believe that both were implanted into her. It was a holy conception. That's why Jesus Christ was perfect through and through. And people have always asked, and I've always wondered, did he catch cold? Did he have other ailments like a lot of other individuals have? Here's my answer. No. No. He was perfect. And when you're perfect, like Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, did they get sick? No, they did not. They did not have the sin nature, meaning they did not get sick prior to sin entering the world. So for me personally, did Jesus Christ himself, and I don't want to sound gross here, but did he ever have diarrhea? No, he did not. He was perfect. Given the fact that he was perfect, he didn't have the same ailments. You know, did he ever get a headache? No. Now, did he have other things as a human would have, i.e., did he get tired? Did he need to sleep? Yes, he had a human body. And in that body, he still had to sleep and do the things that humans have to do. He was all God, all man at the same time. I also, though, believe, and again, it's not clear because Scripture doesn't say, did Jesus himself ever have a cold or a headache or an ear infection or anything along those lines? I personally believe, no, he did not. That's me. People could debate me on that. Some of you probably will go find some Scripture verse somewhere that'll prove me wrong. I doubt it, by the way. I don't think you'll find that. Because Charlie, to my knowledge, and you're kind of the same way and raised the same way I was, do you ever know of any kind of Scripture verse talking about Jesus being ill? He was tired. Yes, he got worn out at times. Yes, he wept. Yes, he needed his space. That's why he went to, you know, the wilderness for 40 days and so on. I mean, there's time. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane, different things to get away so he would have his alone time with his father, by the way, which kind of tells you what we should do at times. But yeah, do I believe that Jesus ever had any kind of an ailment? No, I don't think he ever did, because he was perfect. He was sinless. And if you don't think he was, there's no way you can believe that he actually died on the cross. Tomorrow's Good Friday. There's no way that he could have died, carried the sins of the world, and was resurrected 3 days later if he hadn't have been sinless. Because keep in mind, all of the, I don't want to get too technical here, but might as well. Prior to Christ, all sacrifices had to be without blemish. You couldn't have a blemish sacrifice. In fact, there's stories in the Old Testament where people brought blemish sacrifices, and it didn't work out too well for them. So you had to have a spotless lamb, dove, calf, whatever that blood atonement was, it had to be perfect. If it hadn't been perfect, it couldn't be the atonement or the sacrifice. So when you look at Christ, he had to be exactly the same way. Otherwise, he couldn't have fulfilled and done what was needed, taking on the sin of the world. So that's that in a snapshot. Somebody said, didn't mean to cause a ruckus. No, I'm not. I think it's great. We're going into the Holy Weekend, by the way. Good Friday is tomorrow. Some, myself, by the way, believe Good Friday was today. I'm one of those. I'm a Thursday guy. I don't think the timeline adds up any other way. I believe it was a double Passover that year is why I believe it was a Thursday. But I'm not going to debate that with anybody because nobody can prove otherwise, and it doesn't make any difference. At the end of the day, it's not worth splitting faith over. I'm not somebody, and I was raised this way, by the way. Charlie probably was, too. I was raised where some folks believe it was Wednesday. Wednesday doesn't work out either. The timeline for Wednesday or Friday, by the way, neither one work. Now, you can come up with all the ways around telling me that Friday works, but it doesn't. Sorry, it just doesn't. The timeline doesn't work. Thursday does. Friday does not. And I'm a common sense kind of a guy, so that's where I look at the double Passover that year, and I'm a Thursday guy, not a Friday guy. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. Bottom line is, do you believe Christ died on the cross for the sins of the world? Do you accept him as that? Because he says himself, no one comes to the Father but by me. There's no other way to do it, folks. Your good works will not get you to heaven. It just doesn't work that way. So, I don't mind talking about this. I'm glad somebody brought that up on the text line, because as you can tell, these are things I don't ever mind talking about. I enjoy it. We're a Christian-based station. This is not a Christian program. So I always have to be a little careful here when I talk on air about these sorts of things, because we're Christian-based, but this is not a Christian program like some of our sister stations are, KLTT and others that we have. So, but that's my belief. That's how I look at it and so on. We'll take an early break. But by the way, whoever texted that in, Dan was, by the way, thank you, by the way. I enjoy talking about these things very much. So you're not bothering me at all to have these conversations. So I'll read the rest of the text messages. Text line is always open, 307-200-8222. I'll come back. I want to talk a little bit more, by the way, about the eclipse and some different things. Andy and I went through that on Tuesday, but I have a few more things I kind of want to add to that, by the way. Different things I just continue to see and read and watch when it comes to that. We'll come back and talk about that in a moment. American National Insurance is next. My good friend Paul Leuenberger, who, by the way, would love to help you with your insurance needs, whatever they are, by the way, give Paul a call today, 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger will teach you how to pay for home insurance the right way, saving money on premiums while protecting yourself from catastrophic costs in the future. American National Insurance keeps premiums low by attracting clients who choose to self-insure the small stuff. Most people don't understand basic economics, so they file claims all the time, driving up the cost of insurance year after year. You listen to Rush to Reason, so you probably have a better head on your shoulders, financially speaking, than the average homeowner. Still, you can learn new strategies from Paul Leuenberger to practice responsible money management. The smartest homeowners only file claims in emergencies, opting to pay out of pocket for everyday expenses. Personal responsibility benefits everyone, enabling you to afford total loss coverage. Call John's personal insurance agent, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance for details about his one-of-a-kind rebate program. 303-662-0789.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Make sure you call Michael today. Get your estate in order, 720-394-6887.
Estate planner Michael Bailey is familiar with all the St. Patrick's Day traditions, but he wants to make sure you don't leave your estate plan to luck. If you don't have an estate plan on paper, filed with an estate planning attorney, the state of Colorado will distribute your assets how they see fit. That's not very lucky. And locating your relatives costs money. They won't do that for free. They'll use your estate to fund their impish little probate leprechaun search for your next of kin. That's not lucky either. Instead, Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, says you should make your own luck, and that means writing what your wishes are on a document in detail. This way you get to choose who gets what, and it's not left up to little green men on the hunt for a pot of gold. So do the right thing for your family and reach out to the mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey, by going to klzradio.com/estate today and start making your own luck.
Ridgeline Auto Brokers, two locations now to service you, one in Boulder, one in Fort Collins. New used cars that you can buy. On top of that, they'll take care of your existing vehicle at either location. Find them at klzradio.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, and they want to take care of you. They've got financing available even for repairs, so ask about that if that's something that you might need. Give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
To save money on your energy bill, your best opportunity is right now with Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek knows the prices for new HVAC equipment are rising sharply this year. So if you're looking for an upgrade or repair, now is the time. Refrigerant prices are already rising, and as the reserves are depleted, this issue will increase the price of air conditioner installation and servicing. Equipment costs from most manufacturers are also starting to rise due to regulatory changes, so that means the cost of parts and equipment is going to keep climbing. Even the cost of energy is skyrocketing with no signs of stopping. Rheem Pro partner Cub Creek provides free estimates, and they aren't commission-based, so they will never upsell you. Cub Creek knows how to save money on your home's heating and AC. Financing is available, so make your appointment for a free estimate today and start saving money with Cub Creek Heating and AC at klzradio.com/HVAC.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, somebody also asked, what's a double Passover? So I'll go ahead and answer that really quick. And that time, there were certain Passovers, and I can't remember all the details. I'd have to go look it up. But there were certain Passovers where it was a two-day Passover, not one. So when I say double Passover, it was two nights. And it would have started Thursday night at 6, not Friday night at 6. This particular person said that their grandfather was Jewish and never had heard that. But yeah, there was, and most Catholics would have never heard this because Catholics are really hardcore on Friday being Good Friday for obvious reasons. I'm not. And again, this is not something I would ever split faith over or, you know, break faith or anything along those lines, whether you believe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Knock your socks off. I don't care. It's just me. And I'm a weirdo. You guys all know that. I have my own weird things and idiosyncrasies and so on certain things, and this just happens to be one of them. Now, I think for most part, I can pretty much prove, you know, why I believe what I believe, and there's my answer on why I think it's Thursday versus Friday. But again, I'm not going to get into great detail on that because it doesn't matter. Somebody also asked a minute ago. This is sort of answer the text question day, which is fine. I enjoy this, by the way. I've got notes on some other things, but I enjoy answering these. Somebody asked if I could move today, what state would I go to? Now, I'm a Colorado native. I love Colorado. I hate the politics here. I hate the way things are going. And I will be quite honest. I am getting to the point as I get older where the winters and the cold and all of that, if I could go where it's warm all the time, I would. No doubt about it. Now, where is that is the question. And my wife and I have this conversation quite often. Charlie and I talk about it from time to time. You know, where do you go? Arizona? Yeah, but it's too stinking hot in the summertime. 110, 20? Yeah, that ain't for me. They do have nice winters, no doubt. San Diego, great weather most year round, too many stinking people. And then you got California politics you now have to put up with, which I've got that here. So now you start talking, well, do you go like, you know, Lake Havasu area where you're kind of in between Phoenix and Vegas? The weather's pretty decent and mild all year long. Doesn't get super, super hot in the summer. Yeah, it gets hot, but not like it does in Phoenix. They got the lake there, of course. Not bad. Is that an area I could do? Probably. It's downside is it's full of old guys like me, which isn't all bad, but I like young people also. I think young people bring vibrance and things to areas that old people don't have, and I like that. We just had a young lady join me a minute ago, Lexi. She's going to be here doing our social media and things like that. And do I enjoy being around young people? Absolutely. I hang around a lot of young people, my kids included. Now, there's also places like Texas, mid-Texas, southern Texas. I tell you, I've been looking lately, and the one advantage Texas has, for those of you that are in Colorado, not that I would advise anybody ever move out of Colorado because I like having as many people like us here as possible. I'll tell you, money-wise, if you're looking to maximize on your home here and go someplace else where you can get a lot of home and property for the money, it's pretty hard to beat Texas. Florida wouldn't be so bad. They've got great politics, but man, it's muggy and humid and bugs and creepy crawly things and all of that. Yeah, you get some of that in Texas as well, but not quite like you do down in Florida. Now, can you go up a little bit from Florida and start looking at, you know, the Virginia area, you know, West Virginia, etc.? even the Carolinas, Georgia. Yeah. I mean, I'm a pretty open guy. For me, it would come down to the property, how everything is set, what can I do there, how secure is everything, all of that more so than anything else. That would be, for me, the bigger issue as far as what state do you move to. And again, these are things that, yeah, you talk about these things all the time. Where are you going to end up and how do you do that? Great, great question. So I don't know. That's a big topic, by the way. Joe, what's going on, sir?
Three suggestions to move to. Utah.
Yeah, too cold.
Not if you go to southern Utah. It's pretty nice.
Yeah, I mean, but if I'm going to do that, I'll go to Grand Junction. I mean, you can still stay in Colorado. But, yeah, to me, if I'm moving, I'm not going anywhere where the white stuff flies out of the sky.
All right, well, how's this, John? Have you ever been to Sedona, Arizona?
I have not, and I've looked at it. It's not bad. It's not the 120 in the summer. It does get a little cooler in the winter, but it's not snowing there.
No, and John, I've traveled all. I mean, I've been to Australia, Hong Kong, Singapore. I've been on all the continents except Antarctica. Sedona is one of the most breathtaking places I've ever been.
Yep. I've never been there, looked at a lot of pictures, have looked at traveling there. It's been kind of one of those areas where it's like, should we go at some point in time and check it out? Yeah, I think it would be worth looking at. Absolutely.
And let me tell you why the climate is better. If you're a pilot, there's something called the lapse rate, that for every 1,000 feet you go up in elevation, on average, the temperature drops 4 degrees. That's why when you drive to the top of Pikes Peak, it's 50 degrees cooler at the top of Pikes Peak than it is at the base. So whereas Phoenix is basically at sea level, Sedona, I think, is 6,000 feet. So it's 24 degrees cooler. Now,
right.
If you keep going north, you get to Flagstaff, which is another 4,000 feet, and it snows like hell in Flagstaff.
I've been there during some of those. Yeah, no thanks.
Right. So what's beautiful about Sedona, John, it is halfway between the hotness of Phoenix and the coldness of Flagstaff, and it's got streams and it's got lakes, and John, it's gorgeous and it's breathtaking. It's green, it's got trees, it's got fields, and it's got, John, you owe it to yourself and your wife to go to Sedona, spend a week in Sedona.
And I like most of Arizona, and yeah, that one I wouldn't. Yeah, Joe, I would take a peek at that. And again, as far as the politics go, yes, they've got a Democrat governor, but again, I feel like some of that is the responsibility of the Republican Party in Arizona as to why that is, and I don't think the people there are as blue as some would think. That's my own two cents on Arizona.
No, they've got an enclave. You know, downtown Sedona in the summer, it's kind of like Estes Park. They've got a whole bunch of little shops where people doing crystals and leather and art, you know, and silver, you know, they're going to paint your portrait. But, you know, but out in the outskirts of town, it's a pretty, you know, I used to fly down there on a regular basis. It was one of our favorite places to go. And we'd jump in the airplane, we'd be there in an hour. And sometimes we'd just go to Sedona for lunch.
The advantage they also have, and again, it's not that I'm against some of the southern states with the bugs and the snakes and a lot of those things, Joe. It's just, you know, you've lived in Colorado this entire time and don't really deal with any of that. That would be a huge change.
John, with all the time I've been in Sedona, I've never had a mosquito bite, ever.
Nice.
It's nice. So of all the places, if you don't like Utah because of the potential for snow, and you don't want stinking hot, and you want visually spectacular, you want green grass, and you want mountains, John, you owe it to yourself to go to Sedona, and any of your listeners, it's a car trip. It's, you know, drive down to Santa Fe, overnight in Santa Fe, and then it's about a 2.5-hour drive to Sedona from Santa Fe, and you owe it to yourself to do it. It is just, again, I've been all over the world, and people say, where's the most beautiful place you've ever been? Hands down, it's Sedona.
Oh, I'll take you up on that. That's, again, for us, that's a pretty easy trip.
It is an easy trip, and John, you're selling.
What about Jersey, Joe?
Well, you know, Jersey, we've got the moderate, you know, temperate climate. You know, I think,
right? Yeah, you haven't had much of a winter this year at all.
I think the heaviest snow I got was 6 inches. We had three times I had to do my snowblower. The first two times were like 4 inches, and the third time was 6. And that's it. I used the snowblower 3 times this year. So I don't think we got a foot of snow in total all winter long. Temperate climate. Mosquitoes aren't that bad, but the politics, John.
I know.
You're
that would drive me crazy.
You can only have 10-round magazine. It's just the politics are insane. Now, Pennsylvania, by the way, Eastern Pennsylvania. By the way, one of the nicest, one of the highest rated places to live is Harrisburg, PA. Again, Pennsylvania is a beautiful place. You'll get a little bit of snow in the winter, John, but, you know, Eastern Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, Easton, Allentown, is another place. If you want seasons, you want beautiful leaves, you don't mind the occasional 6-8 inch snowstorm, Allentown, Harrisburg, PA is another place.
Okay. Somebody, by the way, just said that the only downside to the Sedona is it's very expensive and liberal. Picture Boulder mixed with Aspen. Is that true?
Well, again, you know, all the people in the shops, you know, down there. But John, I haven't spent enough time interacting with the residents, only the shop owners.
Gotcha.
To make that. But John, Eastern PA is another beautiful place.
Okay. Good to know.
You'll get a little bit of snow, but it won't be like Colorado winter. It won't be anything like it.
Okay. Good to know. Joe, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, John.
All right, man. Take care. Great question, by the way. Thank you guys for asking, because I don't know. You're always thinking about that. How do you, you know, how would you do that? Where would you go? I mean, by the way, these are things where you get somebody like Al Smith, Golden Eagle Financial. He's got lots of different advice and clients and folks along those lines. And for me personally, what do you do? I don't know. I'm a Colorado native. It makes it really hard to do something outside of what you've done when, you know, your family and your business and everything that you do is here. It makes it really difficult to even think about going to other places beyond just visiting. I mean, packing up and moving would be a major deal. And just so you all know, not in my wheelhouse at the moment. I'm not going anywhere as far as, you know, being on air with you guys on a regular basis right now. I don't have any plans along those lines. You know, will I do that at some point? I have no idea, folks. I can't answer that. Right now, I just look at it as, honestly, kind of a year at a time, election season this year. I will tell you this, you know, what happens in November, I think will have a lot to do with what a lot of different people do around the country when it comes to who wins, who loses. I think this is a pivotal year for us, and we really need to make sure that we do our best and do everything possible we can to win and get some things turned back around, because another 4 years of the guy we've got right now, I don't think that would bode well for us as citizens of the United States of America. So that's what I'll say. And I'm going to do everything I possibly can to see if we can't win in November. Roof Savers of Colorado coming up next. And Dave Hart would love to help you with whatever roof need you have. And I really mean that sincerely. Commercial, residential, you name it. Dave can do it all, including full replacement or the repair. Extend the life of your roof. 303-710-6916. That's Roof Savers of Colorado.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Bill from North Glen, you're next, sir.
A little bit off topic that you guys were talking about earlier, but you were talking about the eclipse before.
Yes.
And these people that were kind of going off the deep end with what's going on.
Kinda?
One way to look. Yeah. One way to look at it is, who put that kind of order in the universe? You're going to have those planets travel on that track that you can predict exactly when
that's
an eclipse is going to happen.
That's right.
Did that happen because of a big bang? Somebody, you know, who lit the fuse, by the way, if there was a big bang? But people need to look at it. It speaks of a creator.
Yeah, thank you. And we talked a little bit about that on Tuesday with Andy, Bill, and I'm like you, and I'm one where, yes, we can see the wonder of creation daily. We don't need an eclipse to even see that. Bob Duco mentioned that during the National Crawford Roundtable, although this particular event to me, Bill, just magnifies everything you just said.
I think, you know, take the long look at it, people, and see that there is a God, and it was divinely created.
Amen.
Just by coincidence.
Amen. Amen. Bill, I appreciate that. Thank you very much for that. That means a lot. Thank you. Take care, Bill. Appreciate it. Also, got some other input from, actually, Dave from Roof Savers of Colorado. He actually lived down in Arizona, not far from the Sedona area, and said, yeah, while it's really, really beautiful, it is definitely the new age capital of the country. So, yeah, I mean, I guess if you're off the beaten path and away from all of that, it might be okay, but... he said it's a great place to vacation, but traffic's horrible, and it wouldn't be that great to live there when it's all said and done. So, Dave, thank you, by the way, for that. I appreciate it. That's Roof Savers of Colorado, Dave, that I was just mentioning a moment ago, by the way. So, yeah, if there's anybody that knows, it's somebody that's actually lived there. Now, I was going to talk, and Bill talked about it a moment ago, the eclipse. And I was actually, somebody wanted to come on air and talk about this, a quote-unquote expert. Now, I haven't had any experts on talking about the eclipse because, frankly, I'm like Bill, just sit back, relax, enjoy it, and so on. There are far too many people, and I've had numerous people that want to come on air and talk about the eclipse and how does that factor into end times and on and on we go, and I haven't had anybody on, as you can tell, nor am I going to. You already know my feelings on this. It's a lot to do about nothing. And some people, for the click sides of it or the airtime they potentially can get and so on, yeah, they're going to get their 5 minutes of fame. Not on this program. Not going there. Why? Because I don't think it'll be anything any different than any other day. Some of the notes, by the way, with this particular guest that wanted to come on, is this a sign that America needs to repent? You don't need a sign. Yeah, we need to. And does America need to? Absolutely. Is there still time left? Yes, there is. Have eclipses been harbingers before? No, they have not. I mean, I can go down through and answer these questions myself. I don't need a special guest to answer them for me. So, end of the day, sit back, enjoy that day, watch God's glory, as Bill just said a moment ago, and enjoy, and then get back to your life as soon as it's over, which it's like 4 minutes and 28 seconds long, roughly. Just sit back and watch what happens after that and enjoy life. We'll be back. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.